love goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. That, of course, is When Love Goes Away. If anyone actually can prove to me who does that particular cut, because I am a lawyer, I need proof, I will give you my copy of Marina Lombardi's book, and we'll talk about Marina in a second. It is Tuesday. It is Tuesday. What's the matter with me? It is Friday, June 18th, 2010, another gorgeous day in New York City, with summer officially starting on Monday. It's a beautiful day to be outside, and if you're listening with your headphones on and you're on your Wi-Fi, on your laptop at the park, good for you. If you're inside, stay inside for another hour and give us a listen. I think you'll be interested in what we have to say, because it's time to talk about the wonderful world of divorce. This is the Divorce Hour, and I am your host, Larry Bloom. Today, I am joined by a men's divorce coach and social worker, John Prezioso, of Life in Transition Coaching. But before we get to John, I have a couple of reminders that I want to talk about. Next Friday, June 25th, I am pleased to have as my extra special guest, Marina Lombardi. She is now a young woman graduating high school, but a few years ago, she wrote a book entitled It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. She will be here to talk about her book and about the impact of divorce on our children. School is ending next week for those whose schools have not already closed for summer recess. There is no reason why you should not have your children listen to this show and to have your children call in with questions. Although my shows, including today's show, are not designed for children, they are designed for adults, next week's discussion will be about our children, and there is no reason why your kids and my kids can't call in with what is on their minds. The phone number here, as always, is 877-480-4120. Also, if you like what you hear, or you think someone, anyone, everyone you know can benefit from listening, do not keep me a secret. Turn them on to the Talking Alternative Broadcasting Network and to this show. Also, remember that today's shows, mine as well as Sam's and everybody before that, will be restreamed all weekend, and that on the divorce page, the Divorce Hour page at the TalkingAlternative.com website, you can find podcasts of this show. Well, not yet, but you'll hear of this show as well as all my other prior shows. Also, for the women out there who may feel left out, Dr. Lisa English will be here to discuss women's issues on July 30, 2010. And finally, before we get to our guest, I want to remind you that even though I have been a divorce attorney for the past 30 years, there are subjects I knew nothing about when I myself became a divorce litigant. These shows deal with topics that I want to be addressed. However, I am just one man, and you, my devoted listeners, may have topics that you wish to have discussed on the air. Or you may even want to just talk to me off the air. You can reach me at 212-964-3502 or email me with this information at larry@divorcebybloom, that's B-L-O-O-M, .com. It's Father's Day weekend, and with Father's Day only 2 days away, to all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. John, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you.
And to my dad, if you are listening, happy Father's Day.
And I'd like to wish my dad a happy Father's Day as well.
Good. John, I want to welcome you here.
Thank you.
On one of my earlier shows, I did an entire hour on divorce support groups. And I met you at a men's only support group, divorce support group.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be speaking about that as well as divorce coaching and any other issue appropriate to this Father's Day edition of the Divorce Hour. Hello again, John, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I know you as the leader of what for me is my most personal, unfiltered support group, but I don't know that much about you and what you do at other times. So if you could tell us your background and training, I think our listeners would be interested in that.
Well, as you mentioned, I do have a Master of Social Work degree, actually from NYU. And 30 years ago, when I started, I did psychotherapy,
okay,
working with men and women.
Right.
But after a number of decades, I really were looking into some other things to kind of challenged me professionally, and I found coaching. I went back to NYU and finished their life and professional coaching.
And program. How long a program is that?
1 year.
Okay. And when did you do that?
2008.
Okay. Brand new program, I would
yes.
assume. And you've been doing divorce coaching?
For about 3 years.
Okay. What is divorce coaching?
Well, let me start with what coaching is.
Okay.
A lot of people think of coaching as sort of someone with a whistle around their neck, sort of related to some sporting events or really trying to get you to kind of run faster, jump higher.
Mm-hmm.
But life coaching is about helping people realize their dreams and live a life more in line with their values. And when it comes to divorce, it's really helping people navigate sort of the turbulent waters of today, what's a trauma in everyone's life who goes through divorce.
They do say that divorce is the second most traumatic thing that can happen to somebody, with the death of a child being number one.
You know, and as when you're going through divorce, it's there's grieving as there would be in the loss of a child.
Okay.
So,
well, it's the death of a relationship.
Yes.
It's a death of a dream. You were talking about dreams.
Yes.
And would it be fair to say that you've gone through your own?
Yes.
Okay. Not that we want to go into your personal life or my personal life, but sometimes we always wind up on my personal life during these discussions. Is there any difference between coaching men in divorce or coaching women in divorce?
Men, I think, have a more difficult time for a couple of reasons. Number one, men are tend to be more isolated. They tend to not have the support that women have in terms of friends and family. And sorry about that. And also, they're much more reluctant to kind of look for help and to ask.
I think we're trained as young men, at least people of our generation, to be independent and to not ask for help.
Definitely so, and to admit that one is sort of having trouble coping takes a lot of courage.
We're going to talk more about that in a little bit. There are a lot of issues that I want to address here today. I think there are probably some issues that you, my listeners, want to address. Again, the phone number, 877-480-4120. This is an interactive show. Call in. This is The Divorce Hour, and I am Larry Bloom.
You're listening to The Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
T- Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Jim Blossoms singing Hey Jealousy, one of my producer Sam's favorites. And if we sound good, it's because of Sam working the machines today. If we sound poor, it's our fault. It's my fault because I'm the host. We were talking about, we're here, let me remind you, with John Prezioso of Life in Transition Coaching. John, we were talking about the difference between coaching men and coaching women. There was something more you wanted to say on that subject.
I think the two major issues that men struggle with most is being estranged from their children and also having to recalibrate a sense of direction in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I think that leads to more kind of feelings of alienation for them. And for some statistics say that men are more prone to depression from divorce.
That I didn't know. I would have thought women were more prone.
I think it goes back to perhaps that idea of men tend to kind of really isolate more.
Okay.
Where women are kind of much more outgoing with their feelings.
Well, that's the old difference between men and women. Four women go out to dinner. They take one car. They sit at the table and they say, oh, you look so good. I love you. And, of course, that means you look terrible, and I'm so happy that I look better than you are. Whereas four guys go out to dinner. They take four separate cars. And while they're talking about dinner, they're making fun of each other. And they're ragging on each other so much. And what that really means is, I love you. Because the guys, if we hated your guts, we wouldn't talk to you.
Very true.
Okay. Can you tell me how the divorce coaching process works? Take me through it. Let's say I came to you today and said, John, I've been married for 20 years. I'm very unhappy, and I'm thinking about starting a divorce. How would you handle that?
Well, I'd have to first start with it. I'd first ask, well, where are you? I mean, how long have you been thinking about this? How long has this really been on your mind?
And after I told you a decade, what would you say?
Well, I'd ask what's really holding you back from making a decision about this.
And there's usually, from what I understand from my experience in the field, is that there's really only one thing that's holding you back, and that's your kids. You don't want to be a part-time father.
mean, the ambivalence of about men leaving their children, I mean, can sort of go on for years.
At least years. I understand that completely.
So that first stage of someone coming in and saying, well, I'm ambivalent about this, would really have to be working on, okay, what is their worst fears about what's going to happen with the children? And then really sort of taking it from there.
Okay. And this is like therapy, I would imagine. It's 1 hour a week, or is it something else?
Well, it can be 1 hour a week.
Could be more, could
be less.
It can
be more or less depending on the person and where they're at. The difference with therapy, I think, is that in therapy, it's looked at as someone is sort of broke, or they really kind of need a problem to be fixed here.
Okay.
With coaching, it's about, okay, you are a creative whole person, and you have these issues. How are you going to address them? And how are you going to overcome them?
And hence the name of your company, which is Life in Transition.
Yes.
It's transitioning, hopefully, from a bad situation to a good situation.
That's one thing that I tell everyone, and it really seems to make a difference, is there's life after divorce. And oftentimes, it's the life that one didn't imagine, but it's really the life that one wanted.
True, and it's also a life that you forgot you knew how to live. God, I sound like somebody going through a divorce, don't I? Every day I wake up and I go, wow, it's good. What can go right today? As opposed to the lyrics from the old Eagles song. Every morning I wake up and worry, what's going to happen to you today? I see it my way, you see it yours, and we both see it slipping away. I mean, those are great lyrics, and they make a lot of sense. And when you've been in a marriage that is stagnant, or that is eggshells, or that is just uncomfortable, I think you live that every day.
Mm-hmm.
So
one of the most empowering things for someone is to realize they have opportunities and to realize that there are options.
Well, do you find that most men, when they decide that they're going to get divorced, have somebody else?
No, I don't think it's always a matter that they have their new life planned out for them.
Okay, well, even if they have their new life planned out for them or not, sometimes they have realized that there is a new life out there and that they're already experiencing it. Do you find that?
I think men jump into the dating world a lot sooner.
Yes, that they do. Okay, so do you help men with the specific issues of divorce or just the emotional aspects of it?
Well, you know what? I don't think you can really separate them because every specific issue has some emotions attached to them.
So you help a father go through how he wants to structure his custody or his parenting time. Now, there's the new Vogue name for visitation. They don't call it visitation anymore.
Oh, no.
They call it parenting time. How they want that structured.
You know, after the ambivalence, I think the next stage that men start to feel is this expectation that everything's going to run very smoothly. So they have a lot of ideas that things are going to go to, you know, I can do X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
So part of it is helping them be realistic about that.
Okay. And those things, I would assume, vary with the ages of the children?
Yes. Definitely.
And
so
what are the options for people with kids under 10?
When you say options, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, what are the alternative parenting plans that you would suggest for someone, you know, with small children?
Well, you know, I don't suggest any plans. I think people have ideas.
Okay.
And it's about sort of helping them really flesh out those ideas and see which ones are realistic, given the circumstances
right.
of who the mother is.
And you don't do mediation, do you?
No.
And you've never met the mother.
No.
That's outside of your area of expertise. And I'm guessing you would also help the father, the husband, sort through the emotions attached to the financial aspects of the divorce.
Definitely so.
Okay, and how do you do that?
Part of what that is, I think, is helping men rediscover a sense of self-confidence, professionally and personally.
Okay.
Every man takes a hit financially through a divorce.
That's true.
I was reading some statistics where it can be up to over 70% of their net worth.
And yet every woman will tell you that the women take a hit. I mean, the truth is that you can't support two households on the income of what you used to support one household on. It's very hard.
Definitely true.
And I know that, I mean, my listeners out there know that I'm a custodial parent. And before I was a custodial parent, I was asked by both my ex and my son to take over the role. And I said in response, look, I'm having enough trouble supporting two households. I've got a lease in a one-bedroom apartment nowhere near the school. I can't afford three. When this lease expires, I'll step up to the plate. And I think you have to be direct. You have to be forceful. I know for myself, I never liked conflict. I didn't like conflict in my marriage. I'm a professional divorce lawyer. I have conflict all day long. So I get home, and if there was a subject that I really didn't care that much about, sure, no problem. If there was a subject that was a little more money than what I had budgeted, sure, no problem. And, you know, that was eating away at me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, I do. One of the greatest things in the world is to be able to say to somebody who I should have always been able to say to was, I can't afford it. It's outside of my financial abilities right now. So
that sense of feeling entitled to be able to say that sounds like it's
liberating.
It's empowering.
It's liberating.
Yes.
It really is. And, you know, I don't know. I wasn't the best husband in the world. I don't want, you know, if any of my wife's family is listening and you are still on my email list, I wasn't the greatest guy in the world, but the problems were probably more me than anything else. But there are so many things to talk about in coaching. You know, I know one of the issues that was important to me was obviously the children issue. I know as a divorce lawyer, the last thing I wanted to be was a part-time father. And then another issue was self-respect. I started to lose my respect for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and how do you, you're able to see that as you're discussing the situation with your, what do you call them, patients, clients?
Clients.
Clients, okay, just like me.
Well, one thing I tell everyone if they were talking the way you were is they, you know, you have to find someplace else to work your guilt out. It can't be in your relationship with your children.
No.
Or even your ex. Because what that does is make you agree to things you can't really live with or don't really want. And in the end, end up disappointing everyone.
Guilt. We could do an hour just on guilt. When we come back, we're going to talk more about guilt, more about divorce coaching. If you want to call in and you have questions, otherwise this is going to be my personal divorce coaching session, please call in. Again, the number, 877-480-4120. You are listening to The Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you suffering from aches and pains? Why not treat them naturally? Hi folks, I'm Giorgio Rapetti from Rapetti Wellness. Treat your aches and pains with natural methods at Rapetti Wellness in New York City. For more information, please call 212-721-8183. 212-721-8183. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you confused by all the new gadgets that appear to be coming out almost on a daily basis? Is the new iPad for you? Should you be buying a PC or a Mac? My name is Jim Blue, and I make technology understandable. My phone number is 917-921-4518.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are not.
What an appropriate song. Should I stay or should I go by The Clash? Mm-hmm. I am here with John Prezioso of Life and Transition Coaching. I have been remiss, John. I have not told people, or you have not told people, how they can get in touch with you. So if you could give us your phone number and your website, that would be great.
You can call me at 212-246-0291 or contact me through my website, which is www.west53life.com.
Okay, great. And if anybody wants to reach me, you know how to do that. I'll just give my phone number right now, 212-964-3502. And the phone number here, if you want to go live on the air, 877-480-4120. We were talking about guilt. And you said something very interesting. You got to find a place to work out your guilt. Is that what you do in therapy or in coaching, or do you do it out on the... I know the way I worked out my guilt and my anger was I had a heavy bag in my basement. And I would go down there after work, because work was fairly traumatizing. Yes, everybody, I've been doing divorce work for 30 years. And I did go home and hit the heavy bag. I found that as a way of dealing with my emotions.
Well, with most of the men, I do suggest therapy to kind of work their guilt out.
Okay.
About things.
Okay.
Heavy bag wouldn't hurt either.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I have to tell you, the gym has been the greatest thing in the world for not only... Ladies, you listening to this out there? I lost 45 pounds since I moved out of my home.
Terrific.
And I am physically fit, and we're going to a little more autobiographical. I'm going in for a sleep study on Monday because I believe I have been cured of my sleep apnea based upon the lack of stress and the lack of weight. So I am doing that. So... do you recommend physical activity as well in terms of dealing with the emotions?
Oh, definitely so. I think as you found for yourself, really feeling better physically and being in better shape helps you deal with the stress, not just of going through a divorce, but of just life in general, just of living in New York City.
Okay. Well, life in New York City is very stressful.
Yes.
Now... I'm going off my notes because something just popped into my head. Men, you said before, men jump back into the dating pool faster than women do. Do you help men find their, I don't want to say game, but certainly find their emotional stability in returning to the dating world?
Well, what I do is really help men sort of be realistic about sort of what they... need, want, and desire. A lot of men sort of think, okay, well, I'm going to go out there and just sort of...
find a supermodel?
Yeah. Or that they're going to be sort of more of a more macho than they were, you know, before they were married.
Okay. Well, I know for me... Well, first of all, the game, I'm going to call it a game. The game has changed since I was last single 30 years ago, 27 years ago. What a man did on a date is very different then than it is now. Whether you are, you know, how attentive you are at the beginning of a relationship has completely changed. And I didn't understand that. You know, I went from I went as if I was never married and treated myself like I was in my 20s, because frankly, that's what I felt. And, you know, I'm sure that the first few women I dated did not appreciate my lack of understanding.
Well, you know, one of the goals in coaching, I think, is really setting people up to succeed at what they want. And I think men tend to jump in too quickly.
Okay.
The step before that is just being comfortable around women again.
Okay.
Because when you're married, you're either sort of socializing most with your wife.
Or with your wife's friends' husbands.
Or couples. So it's really the step before dating might be just being comfortable in the company of women.
Okay.
In a social context.
Okay. And you can do that through co-ed divorce support groups is a great way to do that. Most of them say that it's not for dating, and I know your group's not for dating, but it's a way to get comfortable around people because you all have the same experience of going through this emotional upheaval.
As well as just sort of seeing how one can just, you know, be themselves.
Okay. I think it is important to learn how to be yourself. And I know for me, the most important word I learned since I'm single is no. You know, you learned that when you were a first-time parent. And, you know, no, you're using that word all the time, and the kids have no, you know, the infants have no idea what that means. But no is very empowering, or the corollary of that, which, of course, is no thank you.
Or
I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, you talked before about it for yourself, not really wanting conflict, right?
Right.
So no sort of, what no does is set up a boundary.
Okay.
And not every conflict is necessarily a bad thing.
Okay.
But there's.
Right. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
While you were thinking, I had another thought about this. One thing I suggest, and it actually combines what you were saying before about physical activity and maybe socializing more.
Right.
Is that men sort of take a dance lesson. Learn how to dance.
I got to tell you, one of the lawyers in my suite is a very nice man. He's a little older than I am. He and his wife took up tango dancing.
Uh-huh.
And every woman in the place wants to dance with him.
Really?
So it's men, dancing is great. As a matter of fact, I knew from my business networking group, I knew a dance teacher. And I, for a while, I was offering a free dance class to my clients. Nobody took me up on it. It was silly. But it was...
Well, when a man knows how to dance, he can have a 3-minute relationship with any woman.
Wow. That's great.
What a concept.
It is a great concept. Certainly the beginning.
Definitely so.
Breaks the ice.
Yes, and it gives someone a sense of control and empowerment.
Okay. We've talked about guilt. When we come back from, we're going to be talking more about anger and the other emotions. Would it be fair to say that anger is a fairly large topic when men start with you?
I think that's a fair thing to say.
Okay. And
most men start off with the anger, but that's really the tip of the iceberg here.
Okay, and what we're going to do is we're going to go scuba diving and find out what's underneath that iceberg when we come back. I'm with John Precioso of Life in Transition Coaching. This is the Divorce Hour, and I am Larry Bloom.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Choice, Sam. I'm here with John Precioso of Life and Transition Coaching. Hello. Thank you again for coming.
My pleasure.
You were telling me that, and our listeners, that anger was the tip of the iceberg. What's underneath that tip?
Well, let me say first that most of the people I see who are going through divorce are also in therapy.
Right.
And because dealing with the underneath that tip of the iceberg is really where a lot of their kind of emotional struggle is. However, we can kind of talk about
it. Tell me what it is that's common. No, obviously everybody's different, right. But I would imagine there are some common themes.
Well, I think a sense of isolation and feeling kind of alienated from an idea of what of how their life was going to go and a sense of direction of where things were going.
And I would imagine that women feel the same way.
I think there's definitely a lot of kind of parallel and can carry
okay.
over.
And what are the other issues typical to men going through a divorce?
Well, I think
the isolation.
And the loss of love. I think bereavement certainly is a major emotion.
Okay. Since we're talking about bereavement, let me ask you this. I know you don't just do divorce coaching. You do transitional coaching.
Yes.
So tell our listeners what else, you know, what your practice consists of. It's not just divorce coaching.
Yeah, well, life and transition coaching really helps people who are going through any major kind of life transition, retirement, loss of a loved one, oftentimes even marriage.
Okay.
Major life transitions don't have to be negative to kind of create some challenges for us.
I would imagine that were I ever to remarry, that would be a big transition for me as well. So, okay. Let's talk about your support group.
Yes.
Okay. This support group have a name?
Yes. It's called the Manhattan Separating Divorce Men's Support Meetup.
Okay, and that's
it also has a sub name which people don't really use much. I call it the Road Back.
The Road Back. Okay.
Yes.
And how long have you been doing this group?
About a year and a half.
Wow. I just found you a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a session. It's all male, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we meet in your office on West's 53rd.
53rd. Yes.
Okay. About how many men show up at a typical meeting?
Average 6 to 7.
Oh, that's great. Everybody gets an opportunity to talk.
Yes, we try to kind of make sure everyone has an opportunity if they choose to talk.
And I know that, you know, we get all different ages.
Mm-hmm.
We get all different stages of the divorce process. What I found amazing was that there were two musicians who came in who had virtually the identical
yes.
story.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, and those guys were able to bond.
Definitely so.
So, you know, very interesting.
But, you know, I always find that even if people seem so very different.
Right.
That you can really connect with sort of what the person might be feeling while they're going through.
And it's really helpful because I know as a guy, you know, my friends and I don't share about our feelings. That we don't do that. We play golf. We, you know, we girl watch. We, you know, what we would do if we were single watch. So I think it's important for men to have, what's the word I'm looking for?
An outlet.
An outlet, allies. And it's entirely non-judgmental, which I love.
I think it's a very inspiring group. Every session, I'm amazed at how willing people are to open up.
Right.
How supportive they are of each other. I you know, that definitely it's own sense of fortunate strangers that people who might not know each other get together, and they're relating to really kind of a major change in their lives.
And it's not that big a time commitment either. It's about an hour or two.
An hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Okay. Goes very fast. That hour and a half goes very fast. And how often do you meet?
Now we're meeting every other week.
Did you have a different schedule before that?
Up until about 3 or 4 months ago, we were running the group out once a month.
Okay. And how come you switched?
People asked for more sessions.
Isn't that great?
I'm thrilled about it.
Okay. You know, I'm thrilled about it, too. You happened to read the Times the other day. There was an article about New York finally, possibly, having no-fault divorce.
Oh, that article. Yes, I did.
And everybody who you know and coach probably told you about the article. You have any thoughts about it on your own?
I think it's about time to be the only state to not have to kind of be holding on to this system. Yes, it's about time.
As a litigant, I agree with you. As a lawyer, I think it takes one weapon out of my arsenal. But I will tell you that as a person, I believe that, why should there be a fault? Why should I have to say you did this, that, and the other thing to me? Or lie and say you stopped having sex with me? Or vice versa, having said about you. I think that it's bringing New York finally into the 21st century.
You know, I have a suspicion if a divorce is going to be contested, it's going to be a contested divorce regardless. But I think it can sort of maybe smooth some things over.
Well, I mean, the truth is, and again, from my years of experience.
Yes.
The only thing parties usually agree on is that they both want to be divorced. They may not agree on money. They may not agree on kids. They may not agree on anything else. But they usually agree that they want to be divorced. However, once in a while, you get a couple that, you know, I said to a female client, she was the breadwinner. I said, you don't want to be divorced. Your husband's old. He's sickly. And you're going to have to give him half of everything you got and pay him support. You don't want to do that. She goes, no. What can I do, Larry? I said, we can fight the divorce. You can stay married. And we had a trial on that, and we won. And, you know, those were things that I did mm-hmm. a handful of times a year. I mean, it was something very normal because, and to me, that's, I'm going to lose that. And... But as a human being, as a lawyer and not as a human being, that's the way I feel.
I think you'll get over it.
as a human being, I think it's the greatest thing in the world. I think it's really wonderful. Now, when I sent out my reminder emails this week about the show, I got an email back from someone who told me that today was Fatherless Day. You ever hear of Fatherless Day?
No, I haven't.
No, I hadn't either. Father's Day, Fatherless Day, which is the Friday before traditional Father's Day, is about men who have been deprived of their rights towards their children. And this listener chastised me because he felt that I should be broadcasting from the steps of the Capitol in Trenton today, where a rally was going on, where lobbying was going on this morning. And let me give a little plug for it, okay? A little plug for it. It is today. It started at 10 a.m. with lobbying. It's at the State House and at the Hughes Justice Complex, which are in downtown Trenton. The speakers and the rallying are going on now, and it's scheduled to continue until 3 o'clock.
You know, Larry, my heart goes out to these men. We were talking before about how the loss of the death of a child can be the most traumatic thing someone could experience. I mean, to be able to have children but not be able to really see them or kind of interact with them.
I know, and the whole thing with parental alienation syndrome, I mean, it's a real thing. We're going to come back in a couple of minutes, and we're going to look at that. The hour's almost over. I'm glad you guys didn't call in today because I got to ask all the questions that I wanted to ask. But if you have a question for John, you can give us a call when we come back for our last segment at 877-480-4120. I'm with John Precioso of Life in Transition Coaching. This is the Divorce Hour, and I am Larry Bloom.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you suffering from aches and pains? Why not treat them naturally? Hi folks, I'm Giorgio Rapetti from Rapetti Wellness. Treat your aches and pains with natural methods at Rapetti Wellness in New York City. For more information, please call 212-721-8183. 212-721-8183. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you confused by all the new gadgets that appear to be coming out almost on a daily basis? Is the new iPad for you? Should you be buying a PC or a Mac? My name is Jim Blue, and I make technology understandable. My phone number is 917-921-4518.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Human League, Don't You Want Me, Baby. I am here again with John Precioso. This is our last segment. If you want to get a question in, you know the number, 877-480-4120. John, we were talking earlier today about the stages of divorce, and I don't think we finished.
No.
So we started with anger, we went down to the other emotions, and what else are the stages?
Well, I think it's important for one to realize that when we're dealing with fathers and divorce, one stage is the trial and error stage of trying out, you know, new ways of relating to the kids. Most fathers are sort of living outside the home.
Usually.
Now, yes. So there's you know, what works now? What doesn't work? It's going to be trial and error. Some mistakes are going to be made. No one goes through that process without a few stumbles.
And the person you were trying to get... get away from usually has a whole set of requirements. Either they send you with, send the child with school books, or, you know, with other, or schedule activities on your time, things like that. And I would imagine that you help men deal with that particular.
Well, I think you have to, I think you have to realize that some compromise is going to be, have to be made. There's going to be trade-offs.
Right.
And if one can accept that, I think they may be, they may experience an easier time of that whole trial and error stage.
Right.
But if one keeps at it, there is a stage where things start to settle down. The children get into routine. They know when, sort of what's expected of them and what's, you know, with visitation and whatnot. And most fathers I've spoken to are past the divorce stage. Talk about they really have a special bond now with their children.
Right.
Very different than they had when they were living at home.
Oh, I know. My relationship with my kids now is incredibly different than it was before. So
it's important to see that even though there's a lot of, as we say, perhaps some conflicts and some difficult times, I think there's a very positive endpoint.
And there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Definitely so.
And certainly with the assistance of a coach, you get to that. You get to maybe see the light faster and then bathe in that light faster.
Well, my whole goal is to help set people up to succeed.
That's a good goal.
And I know that it's sort of weird to say you need to succeed at divorce.
Okay.
But it's more about just sort of maintaining your sense of self and helping your children get through a difficult time.
Okay. This has been really interesting.
I enjoyed it.
And I hope that you will come back again.
If you'll invite me, I will.
You have a standing invitation.
Thank you.
I will tell you, in the next week, I want to remind everybody, it's Marina Lombardi talking about her book, It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. If somebody who can establish for me who does that song at the beginning, what's it called, Sam? When Love Goes Away, I will give as a prize my copy of Marina's book, because I'll just have Marina come back in and I'll buy another copy for myself. Very simple. Marina is a lovely young woman. She's very articulate. She is very opinionated. She does believe it's her divorce too. Mm. And I have to recommend that everyone call in. Have your children call in. Have your children listen. And I never do this, but buy her book. And she's going to tell you how to buy her book. It's an easy read. It's a very easy read, and it's moving. I'm here all summer. I get no Fridays off of the summer. Sam makes me work on Fridays. We have guests booked through July. I told you before, we have Dr. Lisa English discussing women's issues, because I don't want to leave anybody out, on July 30th. Mark Huppert is coming back to talk about getting yourself physically fit again. I had my own little problems that went the week that Mark came in for an interview, and Mark has graciously agreed to come back. So, and after that, I have a few other special guests coming up. Okay. John, again, I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you very much.
And I want you to tell our listeners how they can reach you.
Again, you can call me at 212-246-0291, or you can contact me through my website.
And do that slowly, please.
Okay. www.west53life.com.
Okay, great. Thank you again. And if anybody wants to reach me, larry@divorcedbybloom.com and 212-964-3502. Enjoy your Father's Day weekend, John, and everyone else.
You as well, and enjoy your time with your dad.
I will be gone during the week, visiting my dad in Florida, but I will be back for the show and for Marina next week. And as always, I leave you with my favorite divorce song. It's not really a divorce song, but I treat it as a divorce song. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. Please listen to my friends on the restream of the Talking Alternative Day. And have fun. Enjoy Father's Day, everybody.